Hello, everyone. It's the JKL Podcast. Welcome in. Thanks for being here. The world is in a pickle. We have a deal, pickle. As far as we can tell, it's not an existential human crisis, but it is indeed a pickle that we are in. It looks like down the road, there is a time where we feel like we have come kind of quote unquote almost pretty much gotten past this, but until then, it's a pretty hectic, interesting time, as we all know. This podcast nugget I'm doing right now is a result of a, all of you know me, you know I tend to post on Facebook opinions ranging from stupid to very stupid. But I thought maybe I should just do a nugget because I think my thoughts, I wouldn't be able to get them down into a post and, offer too much more occupation for your Facebook feeds. Before I proceed, it's very, very unlikely that I know more about this virus than any of you listening. Thank you, by the way, if you are listening. I can only offer my opinion. I can only offer what I'm thinking based off of what I know now. That's all I can do. That's all we can do. I'm closely watching the what people from the CDC are saying and that World Health Organization, as we all are, I'm sure, and I think we're all doing a pretty decent job of falling in line with doing what we can to help ourselves, help our loved ones, and help the community around us. You know what? I went to HEB last night, and we all know that story. HEB is, in case anybody's listening not from Texas, HEB is a grocery store, and it's crazy. This is where I want someone to kind of clue me in, because if I go to the grocery store and I see that if the grocery store were to stock masks, like surgical masks and or those special masks that actually seem to be prove effective when, not trying to catch a virus. Anyways, if those are sold out, I get it. If hand sanitizer is sold out, I get it. If soap is sold out, I get it. When toilet paper is sold out, like people are fighting over it, I don't get it. And I really need all of you to fill me in on that. I've been trying to wrap my head around it. I just don't get it. I've read some, articles. I don't know. It's kind of like somebody kind of describe it as like mimic panic behavior or something like that, just because you'll see somebody with a cart full of paper towels, so that makes you want to go do it, and they must know something that you don't know. I don't know, but I'm not getting my head around it, and I feel for the people. And like last night, I went to the grocery store to find toilet paper legitimately because I needed toilet paper to wipe my ass. I was out of toilet paper, okay? I needed to go buy toilet paper, okay? And of course, the shelves were empty. Luckily for my butthole, some gentleman was carrying out another batch of toilet paper to restock the shelves. And as he's bringing it to the shelves, people are kind of like ripping away the packaging and taking them out. And he didn't really do much to stop them because, how could he or why would he? But me and a few other people, I'm sure, legitimately needed toilet paper to wipe our asses. And it's so annoying knowing that there are houses around the Houston area or, around the country where somebody has a wall full of toilet paper that they're not going to need until, like, who the hell knows whenever. And somebody who actually needs to wipe their ass can't go get toilet paper. Come on, people. Please, if I'm missing something, if somebody needs to set me straight on this, please do so. Send me a direct message. Do it publicly on my Facebook post. Fucking. Anyways, that was a little bit of a rant. Sorry. It's so inconsiderate. It's like, okay, why do you need that much toilet paper? And also, why are you like not giving a shit about someone who actually needs toilet paper? Like, holy shit, you're totally oblivious. Like, I get it if you're if you have 12 people in your house and you need to buy all the Purell and all that shit, but it's toilet paper. Anyways, HEB did a nice, cool post that I shared. They said, "Hey, man, everybody, we know that you y'all are all freaking out. We're all kind of freaking out, but we're gonna stock the shelves. You need to do your part in not hoarding up all the shit, so that people who actually may need it can actually go buy it." So that message, I think it is being shared. It's pretty common knowledge now, but still, people need to hear that shit. I mean, what the hell? What in the absolute hell? Anyways, the thought I had today that led me to making this nugget. Again, I wanted to post this thought on Facebook because y'all know, I tend to post a lot on Facebook, but I thought I'd just kind of post a nugget and kind of just let myself talk a little bit more about it. I'll just get right into it, right off the top of my head. I wouldn't recommend, in my own opinion, and this is only my own opinion, please take anything I say with a grain of salt, just as I hope we are all doing when we listen to podcasts or read articles. This is just my opinion, but what I recommend, what I think someone should at least think about for a second, we can't let this situation of, you know, these self-quarantines, a lot of us educators are out of work for the moment. A lot of us freelance musicians are out of the work for the moment. We can't just let this turn into like an automatic prescription for more Netflix time. You know what I'm saying? Or more Amazon Prime time, or more time to fucking sit around and eat shitty food and, you know, snuggle up to people and not do shit, you know? Because we, like, I, in my own experience, it has hurt me to give myself opportunities to spend too much time in my head. And that's what I really notice when I'm personally stressed out a lot, is when I haven't found that balance of being idle and being active. And you really want to balance it. And hell, even, you know what, you probably want to be, you know, at least 60% active and 40% idle. I really mean it, because for me, when I get into my head too much, that's when I stress out. That's when I worry. That's when I become a person who is just anxious. That's when I'm mad at everything around me. And this is an opportunity for all of us to explore more about ourselves. We're not going to be around as many people. We're going to be somewhat isolated from other people. We're not going to go out as often, or, you know, but, you know, go get a workout in every day. And guess what? Maybe you don't want to go to the gym. I understand. There's a lot of people at the gym, a lot of surfaces, a lot of breathing, whatever. Go into your backyard. You got a shovel? Hell, dig a garden. You see a bunch of branches everywhere? Go fucking break them. You got an axe? Go chop some wood. I mean, go let it out. Yell at something. Get pissed off at something. Curse something. Get it out so that you won't let it out when you go to fucking HEB. You won't let it out when you're lashing out against your fellow citizen in this time where we have to feel a communal responsibility to be good to each other and ourselves. Go let out your fucking anxiety and angst on some weights, or go find an open grass field where there's not too many people and go run. Go run till you can't see straight. Sprint, climb, lift. Don't fucking sit around and do extra Netflix. Don't shove more fucking cookies in your face. That's not going to be good. I mean, obviously not good for your body, but not good for your brain either. And we need to have our wits about us. We need to have balance about us right now. We need to be level-headed. What just popped into my mind right now is I've been keeping up with this guy named something O'Brady. Is it Colin O'Brady? I forgot his fucking name. But this motherfucker, this motherfucker walked through Antarctica by himself. This motherfucker and five other guys, they rode a boat from the southern coast of South America to Antarctica in the most treacherous waters in the world. And a mantra he told himself, if I can remember correctly, was something like, a calm mind is a strong mind. And that's what we need. We need a calm mind that is a strong mind. All this irrational behavior, it's not a strong mind. not only does it hurt yourself, it hurts other people. It's like you're buying rolls and rolls and packages of toilet paper. What the actual fuck? Like, seriously. Now, thankfully, the stores have put limits on that stuff, but what in the actual fuck? I mean, I see pictures on Facebook of people that I actually know posting pictures of themselves, like, with these toilet paper houses. Like, what the fuck is your problem? Unless you have, like, 12 kids that take shits all fucking day, what are you doing with that much goddamn toilet paper? Like, what? Anyways, I say all this to say, we can't just let this extra time we're about to come upon be a victim to idle minds. Big shout out to Kendall Moore, another trombonist in town, who did a live Facebook video talking about these kind of things as well. This is not a good time for us to sulk and be anxious. It's a good time for us to have action. Of course, we shouldn't be going around, you know, like to big crowds and stuff, or leaving the house when we're sick. But what we need to follow the guidelines of the people who are smarter than us about this, and within those parameters, do as much as we can to be the best version of ourselves when we need ourselves to be awesome, which is now. And it won't be just now. It'll also be in the future. Maybe it's a coronavirus. Maybe it's a problem we have in our families. Maybe it's a problem we have with our friends. Maybe it's, you know, we need to do what we can to be awesome. We're going to fail, but we need to try. And that's something I like to think about. You know, I try to be awesome. I fail all the time. I'm always going to fail, but I need to at least try. Okay. I need to try to do my best. I know this isn't news for a lot of you, but I just feel like I need to reiterate this. You know, I can just see a lot of people just sitting around watching Netflix all day. I can see people just dipping their bread into Nutella and just doing this every fucking day for like hours. And you know what? Maybe for some of those people, it is generally maybe it is the best thing to do. But in my own opinion, which is only mine, not yours, I understand. Fuck that. I can't stand that shit. We can all find some open field somewhere where there's not going to be too many people. We have backyards. We have driveways. We can stay in our place. Fuck it. The answer to a lot of things is letting yourself physically express. Getting things out physically. We think with our brains, but our bodies also are so important. Helping our brains, helping our minds, helping our hearts, our souls. And we need all of those things to be full and at full capacity. Not just our brain. You get two in your head, we can get neurotic, we get nervous, we get anxious. We need to feel our bodies. So that's what I'm thinking. That's what I was thinking. That was the thought of the post I was going to have. And before I leave you on this nugget, you know, it's everybody's impacted by this shit, by this COVID-19. It's impacting me for the same reasons it's impacting you. And another aspect of my life, it's impacting my professional life. You know, a lot of I'm essentially an hourly worker, and a lot of that stuff is getting canceled. I'm not as nervous about it as I should be, but maybe that'll settle in later. But maybe because actually I've been turning down a lot of money just to, for something else that has impacted my earning potential, which is discus. So I've already been an idiot losing money for the past 3 years, you know, having a few weeks of no gigs or maybe even more. It isn't making me nervous yet. Maybe in the future. Well, I can't tell the future, but it's no secret. I love throwing discus. I love competing in discus. I love practicing discus. I do it way too much. I'm way too crazy about it. I love it. It makes me a better person. All that shit. It seems like most of my competitions, and most I mean like 95 to 99.9% of my competitions will be canceled this year. A lot of my competitions I compete in are actually sanctioned by the NCAA. The NCAA track meets tend to let in people such as myself from the community compete alongside the college athletes, and the NCAA has canceled all of their shit for the rest of the semester. And that clears out a lot of competitions for me. So when I read that news yesterday, the first thing that popped into my head, the very first thing that popped into my head is like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to keep throwing. I don't give a goddamn. I came back to throwing for myself. I came back to throwing because I knew that about myself. I knew that throwing is what my soul yearned to do. It didn't matter how far I was going to throw. I didn't think when I first started that I was going to throw as far as I do now. It didn't matter if I was going to be very competitive at meets when I first started throwing. I had no idea that I might be competitive at meets. I didn't think so. I was actually convinced that I wouldn't be competitive at meets. And I just thought back to that time. And then a few months after I started throwing again, I started realizing, holy shit, I'm throwing as far as I used to. Then I had this moment of practice. And this is like, let's see, this is probably in the spring of 2018. In this moment of practice, like, you know what? I'm going to fucking set a personal record. I'm going to beat the 23-year-old version of myself. And I'm going to do it for me. Not only am I going to do it for me, when I do it and during on my journey of doing it, I want to share this joy and this pride. I want to encourage my friends and the people that I love or someone that I don't even know. I want to encourage them to whatever the hell that you like to do or love to do, do it and fucking do it hard. Do it fucking hard no matter fucking what. None of us are immune to the bullshit of life. None of us. And before this COVID shit even came around, just in my own experience, that one practice in 2018 I had, I was like, man, I'm gonna go after a personal record. I'm gonna beat the 23-year-old version of myself. I'm gonna overcome this 10-year training deficit I had. I'm gonna overcome all this bullshit that's happened in my life. I'm gonna overcome the personal problems. I don't know when I'm gonna do it. I don't know how I'm gonna do it. I don't know any of that. What I do know is that at some fucking point, it's gonna happen. So when I found out my competitions are canceled this year, it's almost like my passion grew even more to throw. I may not throw my personal best in competition, but I might have to do it at practice. I might be just measuring my throws at practice more often. And maybe I'll have competitions that aren't sanctioned by anybody. And the only person that will really know that I threw my personal best are myself and the people that were there. But whether it's recognized by anybody or not, I will know what I've done when I do it. And I'm blessed. I really am blessed. Fortunate. I'm blessed. I'm fortunate. I'm lucky to know that I love this. Yeah. And I invite all of us to think about these things right now and go do them. Now, if it's your love to like go crowd surfing at a concert, well, yeah, that's going to be delayed. Sorry. Fortunately for me, throwing the discus often involves me being out there practicing by myself in an open area. But all of us, we need to be moving. We need to be moving. When we move our brains, that gray matter serves us. We need to think often. We need to be in our heads, but we also need to be on our bodies. We need to go back and forth relentlessly. Yeah, so today was a good practice. Last few days, you know, the last few weeks, I've been kind of in a funk, all right? And it's going to happen. The human body isn't capable or designed to be just consistent all the time. Actually, our inconsistencies help us grow. They help us learn. They help us understand new stimuli. We need new stimuli. We need to adapt. We need to stabilize. And then after we stabilize, we need new stimuli, adaptation, stabilization. But anyways, I've been working out of this quote-unquote funk, and one thing that's been so prevalent on my mind, and it's been also cool because I've been working with some of the throwers at University of Houston, which whom I feel bad for right now because their whole season just got canceled, especially to the seniors who might lose this last opportunity to have their last year of competition. But one thing that's really, really become clear to me lately is the mantra of, if it's in the way, get it out of the way. So the priority for discus is to get that discus to fly, get it to spin nicely, and it should take a pretty flight, because a pretty flight means it's an efficient throw, and that means it's going to travel through the air very well. And that's priority. And when we throw, you know, throwing is very technical. It's some of the most technical shit you'll do in any sport: throwing discus, shot put, hammer, javelin. And we have so much information coming at us. Our left arm should do this. Our left knee should do this. Our head should do this. Our chin should do this. All this shit, it's all right. But it's not right if it's if it's in the moment, if it's getting in your way. What's most important is we need to chase fluidity and we need to chase good flight. And at that point, when you have that familiarity, when you have that confidence, then you can start adding the new stuff. Maybe you can move your hip a little faster or harder, or maybe you can play with different angles. But if you're not fluid and if the disc is not flying, what's the point? If it's in the way, get it out of the way. And, you know, discus is awesome for me because it helps me assess my life. It helps me assess how I play music, how I need to play music, rather. It helps me assess a lot of things. And the answer is always, what is the end goal? Try to get to the end goal. And when you find those obstacles or those things that kind of peep up and try to add resistance to your path to the obstacle, just gently, calmly get them out of the way. And then once you find that clear path, the repetitions on the clear path will help you gain strength, help you gain creativity. I make this stupid analogy with all my students, but a great pizza, or how about a great cake? A great cake will not fly if it has amazing icing, but the cake sucks, right? It doesn't matter what kind of sprinkles you buy. It doesn't matter about any of that shit. If the cake itself is terrible, you can have fucking truffles in the fucking icing. That cake's still going to suck. You need to have a great cake. Maybe you have great cake and bad icing. Well, let's put that cake together, but at least you have the great cake. And it's much easier to then put on some fancy icing, right? So these are things I like thinking about, and it's especially awesome to have these thoughts in my head rather than, you know, crazy coronavirus news. Let's just do what the CDC tells us. Let's be careful as best as we know. We can't tell the fucking future. We can't control everything around us. Let's just do what we can do. Let's be safe. And meanwhile, let's get moving. Let's do shit. Let's just not wallow in this pity. Yeah, let's utilize our bodies. Let's utilize, if we want to get smarter, we got to move. Yeah, that's all. Everybody, please be safe. I'm going to try to be safe. I'm kind of dumb. I'm kind of reckless. I've been going to the gym. I probably won't stop going to the gym. So I guess pray for me. I don't know. But I promise you, I'll try to be safe. I'm not going to breathe on anybody. We're going to try to avoid large crowds. You know, all the stuff that we know we should be doing. So everybody, please be safe. I look forward to the time, the things we may learn during this time. And to any of you who will experience hardships and to any degree coming up, my heart is with you. And I hope your heart is with me. Let's get through it together. Let's just be a positive part of how we're all coping with this. And lastly, and not least, and again, why do you need that much fucking toilet paper?